ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षु मिलितांजन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोहिष्टं आपितं जीवभूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं ददाति सपदांतिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलम् श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं त्वां सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपीश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्ते। तत्कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृख भानुस्ती देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द प्रियद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे। द लास्ट नाइट इन आवर मीटिंग वी आर लास्ट नाइट एवरी वर लास्ट नाइट परीक्षित महाराज King Parikshit is very much, compassionate by hearing a different kinds of miserable conditions in different daily situations. He is asking Sukadeva Goswami whether there is any possibility of delivering them. Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord, is always anxious to reclaim the fallen souls who, out of ignorance, they are suffering. You must know always that by ignorance only we suffer. Just like we have got practical experience, by ignorance, if I take something which is not suitable for my constitution, I become ill, sick. So that sickness is due to my ignorance. I have seen in Calcutta one neighbor. He died out of ignorance. He took too much pakori one day, and they were fried in oil. And the next day, he was attacked by cholera and died. So, similarly, whatever suffering we are undergoing, that is due to our ignorance. Actually, we are not meant for suffering. If we are sons of God, who is full with all opulence, why should he suffer? Does a rich man's son suffer any time? If he suffers, it is due to his ignorance. Similarly, we are suffering, but our ignorance is so strong that we are suffering, but at the same time you are thinking that we are happy. This is the influence of ignorance. Just like last night in the television, the gentleman was talking with me. He said that we have got good brain and we are utilizing it. So that is better for our advancement of happiness. Why? Hare Krishna. His idea was, he explained, he told me, that if Hare Krishna is so powerful, then why India is so poverty-stricken and suffering? So I replied, that do you think that your problems are solved because you have got a dozen or a hundred dozen of skyscrapers? That problem is here also. It is not that because America is materially advanced, or they are free from all suffering. Why there are so many hospitals? Why there are so many lunatic asylums? Why this confusion of the hippies? Why young boys are always disturbed by the draft board? So, how can you say the Americans are free from all suffering? This is ignorance. The sufferings are there, here or India or hell or heaven, anywhere within this material world, there is suffering. But people are so foolish that simply having a nice motor car or a skyscraper building, he thinks that my all problems are solved. He does not know that this life is a flash only. I am eternal. Suppose I have got some comfortable situation as born as American. How long shall I remain American? Say 50 years or 100 years, that's all. Then finish. Get out of this skyscraper building. Throw away your motor car. Go to the graveyard. And then, what is next life? That I do not know. That I do not know. The life is continuous. Vāśānsi jinnāni gathā vihāya. I am changing my dress. Supposing I have got very nice, good dress, American body. Very fair, complexion, comfortable life, all these things. That's right. But do you think, what is your next dress? Are you sure that you are going to be American again? Who can say? Is there any scientist? Is there any astrologer who can say, yes, no? Nobody can. But the Shastra can say. Shastra means, the authoritative scripture. Just the other day we described about the symptoms of this Kali Yuga. So many things are foretold 5,000 years before, and they are coming true in this age. For example, small example, Lavanyam Keshadharanam. In this age, people will think that by keeping long hair, they have become beautiful. This is stated in the Bhagavad. A very small example, so many other things. 5,000 years before ago, this was possible. That is, in this age, people will like to keep long hair in order to become beautiful. So, this is Shastra. Shastra means direction. Both past, present and future. Everything is there. Therefore, we have to consult the Vedic literature. It is perfect. It is without any mistake, without any cheating. This is us. Just like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find the indication of Lord Buddha's birth. It is stated in the list of incarnation of God that Buddha namna anjana suta kikiteshu bhavishyati. Bhavishyati means future tense. In the beginning, just after the beginning of this age, kikiteshu, in the province of Gaya, if you have gone to India, you will see still there is a place known as Gaya in the province of Patna, Bihar. And Lord Buddha, I mean to say, flourished himself in that part of the country. And it is indicated there that Kikiteshu Bhavishyati, in future, and his mother's name is also mentioned, Anjana Sutta. Lord Buddha's mother's name was Anjana. He was Hindu, Kshatriya, a prince. So everything is stated there. Similarly, the next incarnation, at the end of this Kali Yuga, is also mentioned in the Bhagavad. That will take place 400,000 of years after from this time. But his father's name and the incarnation's name and the place where he will come, that is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is called Shastra. Shastra means you can consult. Just like you consult dictionary, you consult encyclopedia, you consult so many authoritative books for understanding knowledge. Similarly, if you consult, you get all information. So in this Srimad Bhagavatam, it is all stated, if you do like this, you get birth like this. If you do like this, you get birth like this. And in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, it is generally spoken, Urdham Gacchanti Sattvasva. Those who are in the modes of goodness, there are three qualities in this material world. The quality of goodness, the quality of passion, and the quality of ignorance. So, in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated that Uddham Gacchanti Sattvasva, those who are cultivating the quality of goodness, they can be promoted to the higher status of life in higher planetary system. Uddham. Uddham means higher. Uddham Gacchanti Sattvasya and Muddhe Tishthati Rajasa. Rajasa means those who are in the modes of passion. They remain either in this planet or some of them may be elevated to the heavenly planet. Heavenly planet is also in the middle of the universe. And adhogacchanti tamasa, jaghanna gunavittishta, jaghanna, very abominable character. Jaghanna gunavittishta, those who are situated not only ignorance, out of ignorance one remains in abominable condition. So, jaghanna gunavittishta adhogacchanti tamasa, they go up, down, even to the animal life. So we have to consult and we have to mold our life in that way. So Krishna consciousness means it is above the modes of goodness. The goodness characteristic is manifested in a true Brahmin. What is that characteristic? He is truthful. First thing is Satta. Satta means truthful. A Brahmin is supposed to speak truth even to his enemy. Everyone hides his secret before the enemy. But a truthful means that he does not hide anything even to his enemy. So that is Brahminical qualification. Satta sama, controlling the senses, controlling the mind. Dama, controlling the senses, satta sama, dama. Soucham, always clean, taking bath 3 times daily. Antarbahi, outwardly to wash with soap and other materials to clean, keep oneself clean, and inwardly always thinking of Krishna, that is cleanliness. Prasatta sama saucham, ajavam, simplicity, encourage artificial necessities of life, simple life, plain living, high thinking, simplicity, and titiksha, tolerance. Because this world is miserable. If we become disturbed with the miseries of this world, you cannot live for a moment. Because this life is, material life is full of misery. So you have to become tolerant. When Krishna was instructed about the eternity of the soul, so Arjuna understood it. He said, "My dear Krishna, I quite understand that soul is eternal. Even my teacher and grandfather is killed. He is bodily killed, but he is eternal. I can understand. But do you think that if my brother or if my grandfather or if my teacher with whom I am so thickly connected, if they die, shall I not be happy? Shall I be happy?" So Krishna answered, "Yes, you will not be happy. Although you know that your son is eternal, he is not dying, he is changing his body. By theoretical knowledge and by understanding, you know it. But who is there in this world who will not cry even when the son is dead? He'll cry. But that crying is not crying like a layman. He knows that this is habitual. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Matra parashastu kaunteya śītoṣṇa sukha dukkhadā. Just like we feel warm and we feel cold due to the skin. So that does not mean because we are in the summer we feel warm, therefore we shall not go to the fire and cook our food stuff. Everyone does his duty. That is tolerance. Even though it is very warm in the kitchen, and even it is summer season, perspiration, so nobody stay away from cooking. One has to do his duty. So Krishna advised to Arjuna that tam iti kasya bharat. My dear Arjuna, even there is some pain due to the miserable condition of this material world. So we have to tolerate that, just like a patient. He is suffering in so many symptoms of the disease. Doctor is giving him medicine, He is also being treated nicely, but his suffering is there. And then, what the patient will say? He has to tolerate. Tolerate because he knows that I am going to be cured very soon. The treatment is there. So, let me suffer a little. Similarly, our aim should be how to get out of this miserable condition of this material system. And we should prepare ourselves for that purpose. And the best and easiest method is this Krishna consciousness. You chant Hare Krishna, dance in ecstasy, you become in the process of purification. You chant, you dance nicely, enjoy. Just see how nice and easiest process has been endowed to us by Lord Chaitanya. He's teaching himself. And immediately you can take classes. There is no prerequisite qualifications. You haven't got to educate yourself. Just like if one studies Vedanta, he has to tax his brain so much. He has to learn Sanskrit. He has to learn the intricacies of logic and philosophy and so many things. Here, there is no need of anything. You come here as you are, whatever you make, and join this chanting and dancing. Your purification method immediately begins. Immediately. And if you continue, then you become purified. Sita-dharpana-mājanam. As soon as you are purified, purification means purification of your heart. That's all. All the dirty things are within our heart. The bodily dirty things, if you wash once, it is all gone. But it is very difficult to remove the dirty things within the heart. That requires purification. So, this process, chanting Hare Krishna, begins from the purification of your heart. Now, a television man was asking, how it is possible? It is possible. One may not understand. Just like a child. He does not know how he is produced. I asked my mother in my childhood, my dear mother, how did I come out from your belly? I still remember. So my mother showed me her navel. You come out in some distance. So anyway, a child cannot understand, but when he grows up, he understands a bit. So, how Krishna consciousness acts, how this transcendental sound cleanses your heart, you may not understand in the beginning, but if you take to it, and if you practice it, then you understand. Then you can understand. And in the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, sabdata anavritti, as from the sound, the whole material existence has come into being. Similarly, from sound also, you can go back to the spiritual existence. So this sound vibration, this Omkar is also the same sound as Om. But this is easier. Hare Krishna. You cannot have so ecstasy by vibrating Om. But because it was chanted by the greatest authority, Lord Chaitanya. It has got special power. Mahajana Jena Tatastha Pantha. The scriptures indicate that we have to follow the footprints of great authorities. Tatko apatishtham, you cannot come to the right conclusion simply by arguing. You may be a very good logician and you can argue very nicely. But another man, he may be a greater logician than you, he can nullify all your arguments. There is possibility. So tatko apratishtha, therefore, simply by argument and logical conclusion, you cannot approach to the absolute truth or real truth. Tatka pratishta sutayo vibhinna. And if you consult yourself, scriptures, just like Bhagavad Gita, if you read yourself, you get one kind of impression. And if you hear explanation from an authorized person, you get another impression. The book is the same, but by hearing from the authority, you get a better impression, better understanding. There are so many examples like this. So, tattva pratishtha sutayo vibhinna. Now, there are many scriptures in the world. The Hindus have got the Vedas, the Christians have got the Bible, the Muslims, they have got Quran. Now, if you read all these scriptures, you will find something contradictory. Just like animal killing. Animal killing, more or less, there are in every scripture, restricted on non-restricted. There is none non-restricted, restricted. Even in the Quran, the animal killing is restricted. The animal is to be killed in the in certain Bakri ceremony and in the masjid. Similarly, animal killing amongst the Hindus, they are to be done in the temple of Goddess Kali. But no slaughterhouse is recommended. Anyway, so, if you read a different scripture, you will be bewildered. In one scripture it is said, but there is adjustment. If you go to the authorized person, he can adjust. But you cannot see. You will see contradicts. The sutayo vibhinna, therefore they are considered different. But actually they are not different. Sutayo vibhinna, tatkva pratishtha sutayo vibhinna, naso munijasva matangana bhinnam. And there are speculators, so-called philosophers, putting theories and doctrines. So one doctrine is different from another doctrine. And people are convinced that no doctrine is absolute. Therefore, they are going on searching doctrine after doctrine throughout the whole life. And they do not know. That's like the theosophy. They go on simply searching. They have never come to the conclusion, here is the end. They cannot do that. But in Bhagavad Gita, you'll find, here is the end. Krishna says, matta parataram nannat kinchit asti dhananjaya. My dear Arjuna, here is the ultimate goal. I am Krishna. There is no more anything higher than me. Nanna dasti kinchi dhananjaya. Mai sarvamidam Krodam Sutre Mani Ganaiva. Just like in a thread, the pulse are Similarly, everything is standing in me. If we read different scriptures, then we are also bewildered. And we cannot come to the conclusion by arguments. Nasu manisjasamatanga finnam. And if you read different speculative methods of philosophical doctrines, that is also different from one another. Because the philosophy, one philosopher is big philosopher if he can defy his predecessor philosophers. Matanga bhinnam. Therefore, dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Therefore, the truth of religious path is in oblivious. How one can understand what is actual, absolute truth, what is the religious path? The last instruction is Mahajana Jena Katastha Pantha. Therefore, you have to follow the footprints of authority. You can take anyone as your authority, But according to Bhagavad, there are 12 authorities. That is also mentioned. They are authorized persons from the Supreme Personality of God. And they have got disciplic succession. The 12 authorities are Brahma, Narada, Lord Shiva, and Kumara, and Manu, and Lord Kapila, Bhishma, and Prahlad, Janak, Jamaraj, and the Sukadeva Goswami, who is speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasa means the son of Vyasa. And they have got their disciplic succession. And if we receive that knowledge from disciplic succession, then we can get perfect knowledge. That is the process of Vedic way. Vedic way is to receive knowledge from the authority, not to manufacture knowledge by mental speculation. Your manufacturing process is very poor because you are imperfect. At least your senses, by which will produce knowledge, there are senses to acquire knowledge. Just like by hearing I have acquired knowledge, and by speaking I am distributing knowledge. So this is all sense activity. But our senses are imperfect. Therefore, we cannot manufacture knowledge. We have to receive knowledge from the others. Just like we receive knowledge from our father, mother. This is this. The child learns, this is lamb. The father tells, my dear ma, this is called lamb. And the boy understands, this is lamb. The mother says, my dear boy, this is your father. And the boy accepts, this is my father. He doesn't make any research, who is my father? Because mother is the authority. Similarly, perfect knowledge is from the authority. Perfect knowledge is not by speculation. Speculation, how much speculation you can do? What is the worth of your speculation? Because you are imperfect. Your senses are imperfect. You have got cheating within your heart. You commit mistakes. You are illusion. So how can be perfect knowledge? This is our tendency. Nobody will say that I am fool number one. Everyone will say that I am very much learned, although he is fool number one. This is cheating. So this cheating propensity is there in everyone. If for any other being, even as in husband and wife, the husband thinking, no, I have bluffed my wife in this way. And the wife is thinking, oh, I have bluffed my husband. So this cheating process is there in me, in you, everywhere, because you are imperfect. Therefore it is not possible to get perfect knowledge from an imperfect man. We receive therefore knowledge from Krishna, who is neither imperfect nor a man. He is the Supreme Personality of God. That is the process. So, Maharaj Parikshit is asking from the authority how these persons who are suffering in the hellish condition of life can be reclaimed. Sukadeva Goswami is replying, Nasit ihaiva apositin jata ahamsa kritasya kujyan manokti pani hi dhruvam savai peta narakanu paiti je kirtitami bhavata stigma jatama. My dear king, one cannot get rid of the reaction of one's sinful activities unless he undergoes the counter-affecting means. In every scripture, there is a process of atonement. Just like in Christian religion, the time of death, if somebody admits that I have committed this kind of sin, it is supposed that he is forgiven. Similarly, in Muslim scripture, there is also similar injunction. And in Hindu scripture, there are many such injunctions. And as far as possible, they are followed by different formulas. So the same thing is confirmed here. My dear king, if somebody does not atone for his sinful activities, function in three ways. Here is stated, what is that? The mana ukti panihi. Mana ukti panihi. My mind, by activities of the mind and by activities of our words and by activities of our senses. By three ways, we can commit sinful activities. If I think that I shall kill you or I shall do some harm within my mind, that is also a sin. And if I hurt you by harsh words, then that is also a sin. And when actually commit violence or do something with my hands or legs or something, that is certainly sin. So, we can commit sins in three ways. Mind and word and karma by action. Thinking, feeling and willing and acting. Therefore, a Swami or a Goswami means who has control over the function of the mind, of the words, and of the activities of the senses. He is called Swami. Swami means master. There is definition. One who can control the tongue. One who can control the mind. One who can control the words. One who can control the belly. One who can control the genital organ. He is Swami. And Prithivin Sasishyak, he is allowed to create disciples all over the world. So unless one has control over these things, over the tongue means the tongue is not allowed to eat anything except Krishna Prasad. Tongue is not allowed to vibrate anything except Hare Krishna or topics in the Bhagavad Gita and Samsara. That is control. Controlling the tongue does not mean that you lock up your tongue. Sometimes in the India, if you go, there are some so many bogus things. One has cut the tongue and has locked it. It is mere so. But tongue cannot be locked. Tongue, any sense, you cannot stop its activity. Simply, you have to divert it. That's why my eyes want to see very beautiful thing, very beautiful guy, very beautiful dress. So, you practice. You decorate the deity in the temple very beautifully, with dress, with ornaments, with flowers and seeds. That means your propensity for seeing beautiful things will be satisfied. At the same time, you become Krishna conscious. Your tongue wants to eat very nice things. Alright. You get a Krishna prasadam. Krishna is offered the nicest cooked food stuff. So, you satisfy your tongue, at the same time, you become Krishna conscious. So, Krishna conscious movement is so nice that there is no forceful prohibition of the senses. Even the sense organ, a generative organ, that can be used also for Krishna. How? If you can beget children who will be Krishna conscious, then produce 100 children. Otherwise, stop producing cats and dogs. So no sense is stopped. But you have to utilize it for Krishna. You can walk to Krishna's temple. You can dance to the tune of Krishna's song. You can eat nice foodstuffs. You can see very beautiful deity. You can hear very beautiful sound. You can talk on Krishna philosophically from Bhagavad and Bhagavad Gita. For everything in Krishna consciousness. There is no stoppage. And devotional service means that purifying the senses and engage them in the service of Krishna. Tatparatena nirmalam. Sarvapadi vinin muktam. Tatparatena nirmalam. One has to get himself freed from all material designations. We are impure because we are compact in designations. Oh, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am American, I am Indian, I am white, I am black. So these are all designations. If you simply know that I am servant of Krishna and servant of God, then you are beautiful. You are neither white, nor black, nor this, nor that. that you are simple servant of Krishna. If you continue this consciousness, then you are fully powerful. Immediately. Now our contact. Sarvapadhivinimuttam tatparatvena nirmalam. And as soon as you take it very seriously, then I am Krishna. And neither to the society, neither to the community, neither to the country, neither to the international society, or neither anything but I am Krishna. If this firm conviction is there, then you are completely pure. Tatparatvena nirmalam. And in the pure condition, when you engage your senses in the service of the Lord, that is called Krishna conscious service or devotional service.